ايدي عالكعبة ما بترك ارضي صهيوني ماسك مفتاحي في ايدي قلبي وسلاحي you better run جايين cowards with guns خايفين حرر هالارض راجعين ولك هذا فرض
yo 1788 so much pain 1948 ain't shit changed but the names peep the game play the same burn the demons down with flames they're pushing world war 3 for the profit sheet breaking our bodies can't break dreams 2024 beat the drums of war but we don't want your war
in the world watch why Gaza get bombed we all one piece but the war carries on for how long and why do innocents truly die did a mother have to cry did a father have to curse why news corps sympathize fears for lies but the truth is in the sky when there's nowhere to run and as the smoke clears up they did it to colonize it's genocide
Ceasefire!
Ceasefire! Take it from me, but I wanna be free.
Ceasefire! Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now!
Just a kid trying to be. When will you cease?
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sophie and Liv with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Premier Stephen Miles and opposition leader David Crisafulli met for the second and final debate last night, ahead of the state election. The debate saw the political opponents meet at the Queensland Media Club in front of a crowd of 600 voters, continuing to push the issues that have defined their election platforms. The Labor leader and former Minister for Health pressed Crisafulli on the LNP's stance regarding abortion, citing 131 instances where Crisafulli failed to answer questions on abortion policy, a pattern that continued yesterday when the Liberal candidate stopped short of ruling out a conscience vote. Similarly, Miles was dogged by Crisafulli over commitments to a youth crime crackdown, with Miles not directly responding to questions of whether a re-elected Labor would introduce adult crime, adult time proposals.
An asbestos removal and demolition company in Eagleby will pay over $600,000 after pleading guilty to several crimes, including illegal asbestos dumping and operating without a licence. Company director Ian Palmer has been sentenced to 9 months imprisonment following his pleading guilty for negligent oversight of operations. The Department of Environment, Science and Innovation have shared that the Albert River was a primary site of dumping, which has significantly affected the biodiversity of the area and health of the local species.
In national news, not-for-profit organisation Green Heroes is now utilising facial recognition artificial intelligence in order to track sea turtles. The technology, generally used in airports to scan passports, recognises each individual sea turtle through their unique pattern of facial scales. As part of the Ocean ID project, citizen scientists, snorkelers and divers around Australia are encouraged to upload photos of turtles' side profiles for scientific analysis. This new method is cost-effective, efficient and non-disruptive. This AI technology will hopefully be adapted in the future to track other animals with distinctive identification patterns.
Research from the CSIRO have revealed that marine heatwaves are underreported in deep ocean. Although the surface heatwaves have been studied for over a decade now, new studies have shown that 80% of marine heatwaves that occur below 100 metres of the surface are independent of surface events. These heatwaves cause extreme damage to marine habitats, with much of the ocean life being displaced due to damage to coral reefs. CSIRO's Dr. Ming Feng stated that these findings deepen our understanding of the frequency and intensity of extreme temperature events under the ocean surface and possible implications.
In international news, people that have been moved into the community from detention on Nauru are unable to afford basic necessities on their allocated $250 per fortnight. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre reports that many of those who were moved into the community were promised basic items such as clothing, towels and shoes upon release, yet none of these promises were ever delivered. The ASRC detention policy caseworker Heidi Abdul-Rauf stated that people are reporting they do not have work rights unless they receive refugee status. They are living in abject poverty. The system is intended to break people and deter them from pursuing their right to seek asylum and safety. The ASRC continues to call upon the Labor government to evacuate all people held on Nauru so that they may receive proper medical care and support.
For your weather today, Brisbane is clear with some rain later. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.